Welcome to the Oakland County News and Information Podcast. I'm Pam Zawissa. Seniors can be a vulnerable group in our society, falling victim to crimes aimed at those who are perceived to be weak. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office is dedicated to protecting the safety of its senior citizens. Today I'm here with Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard. He will be giving us information on senior safety. Welcome, Sheriff Bouchard.
Hi, thank you.
Can you tell us the ways senior citizens can protect themselves from con artists and their scams?
Sure, absolutely. Tragically, seniors become the target of many different cons and scams for a variety of reasons. First and foremost, they tend to be trusting and honest people, the seniors, and they hope and assume that people they encounter have the same ilk, and so that allows a con artist to try to use that nice and good nature of the senior to then violate them and violate that trust. So a couple very, very basic rules. Never let anyone in your house for any reason unless you're 100% sure who they are, why they're there, and if they're legitimate. If it's somebody posing as a utility worker, whether it's water or electric or gas, and we've had a lot of these lately all over the county and other counties, where they get into the house, and usually they try to come in a pair where one keeps you distracted and the other one goes about the house and steals your money, your wallet, your purse, or other kinds of valuables. So don't let them in the house if you have any question that they're not a legitimate water, gas, or electric worker. If you have a question, they are required to have photo identification. And typically their cars are marked with some kind of descriptive logos on them, and if you still have questions, you can call that utility and ask them if they're at your home. And all those things will help, you know, make sure and ferret out those that are falsifying who they are and why they're there. The other thing, you know, you should understand is that oftentimes there's a group of con artists that move in and out of the areas with different season-appropriate cons. So as we head into the summertime, for example, you'll find a con artist that want to do driveway resurfacing, sometimes roof repairs, both in the summer and as you head into the fall. And so they'll come up and say, hey, we're in the area. We just did your neighbor three doors down. Would you like us to resurface your blacktop driveway, for example? And if you say yes, then they do it with almost like a paint, a black paint. It's really not a sealant, and they're not filling the cracks, and they're not doing things that actually benefit the driveway or long term will actually help. Just kind of looks better, and then they take your money and run. The other scam that often happens is roof repair. They'll say, hey, we just did a house a couple doors down. We got our people and our trucks here. If you'd like, we'll go up and check your roof, no cost. If we find something, we'll let you know. And they climb up, they wait a couple minutes, they come down and say, oh my gosh, it's lucky we're here. You know, in the valley of the roof, there's a spot where we think you could get some serious leaking or some ice dams or whatever it is, they'll make it up. And typically, a senior doesn't have the ability to climb up on a ladder and go on top of the roof, nor are they inclined to, nor should they be. That's not a real safe exercise, but that should raise red flags that they came unsolicited and suddenly found something that heretofore you had no evidence of, no dripping water or anything. excuse me, and yet they're claiming they can fix it on the spot for a reduced price because they happen to be in the area. And the old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, applies in any con game. So typically what they'll do is they'll do the deal with the person and say, okay, for $600, we'll fix it. They climb up on the roof. They bang on the roof with hammers. They sit up there and they eat a sandwich or two, and then they climb down, take your $600, and leave. And they haven't done anything. So, you know, anytime you have any workers that are going to work on a home, be very suspect if they say today's deal is, and only today, while we're in the area, and if you don't do it now, you know, it's going to be a different price. That's usually a pressure tactic to get you to do it then, and if there's a reason to pressure you to do it then, there's probably a better reason not to do it. So check references, check to see if a person's bonded, if they're insured, if they're reputable, a Better Business Bureau, if they're in the phone book. All of those things will lead you to find out if it's a real business or a scam. But don't let them in your house. If they weren't called by you, you should have your antenna very, very aware. And don't be afraid to call the police and say, this guy just showed up at my house and wants to do roofing. You know, they may have a series of scams in the neighborhood already, and it may help us identify that person.
Why are older adults more vulnerable to these types of crimes?
Well, they typically are more vulnerable to some of the fraud because, again, their trusting nature, and they see good in others, and the people use that, and they use their friendliness to violate them. They tend to, oh, can I use your phone? Sure, come on in, and they do things because they're nice, warm, genuine people. The seniors are, and unfortunately, criminals use that to take advantage of them. Also, the other thing is, if it's a physical crime, if it's some kind of assault of robbery or purse snatching, they know that a senior probably doesn't have the physical ability to resist the attack. So, you know, you've got a couple different reasons why they tend to be attractive. And then typically at a couple times of the month, Social Security checks or other kinds of pension checks may arrive, and a lot of the criminals know the dates typically those arrive and know when a senior may have more cash on hand.
Now, you'd mentioned that if you suspect you're being scammed that, you know, you can call the police. Is there other people that you can contact, too, if you feel like you're being scammed?
Well, if they're there and you believe it's going on at the time, call the police. If you're checking references and they've given you a price and you say, you know, I'll call you or come back in a couple hours, then you can call, you know, Better Business Bureau or, you know, your local police department, see if there's been similar complaints in the area, or, you know, other kinds of avenues along that line, the Chamber of Commerce. But I would always ask for references, ask for insurance and bonding, and, you know, if they're not listed in the phone book and have all those requirements, then it's probably not somebody you want to do home repairs with. They may, even if they legitimately do some kind of work and legitimately and fairly charge you, that product, that work product, may not be something that they'll stand behind. If something happens or if they get injured, you know, you may get sued because it happened in your property. So there's a lot of different reasons to check references and insurance.
Do you have any other advice for seniors?
Well, you know, the same thing that we would say to virtually anybody, be aware of your surroundings. Try to go with more than one person. You know, there's always strength in numbers, whether it's shopping or just going for walks in the neighborhood. It makes you less likely to become an attractive victim if you're not alone and there's multiple people. Try not to show cash or valuables, you know, whether you're traveling or not. It draws attention, and if you pull out a wad of money and you're on vacation and you pay for something at a cash register, people behind you will very clearly notice that, and that could make you subject to an attack. And occasionally, and recently, in Oakland County and other counties, we've had seniors that were coming from dinner or elsewhere where they actually took money out and may have showed their money to pay for something, but then have been followed home and then become the victim of an attack in their own driveway.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Sheriff Bouchard.
Sure, we're happy to always help with any safety questions, and if we can do anything to help, please give us a call.
Thank you. For more information, please visit the Oakland County Sheriff's Office website at www.oaklandsheriff.com. If you'd like to make a comment on this podcast or make suggestions for future podcast topics, please send an email to podcast@oakgov.com. This is Pam Zawissa, and you've been listening to another Oakland County podcast produced by Oakland County eGovernment.